listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the carbon cycle? Now, you've probably heard of the water cycle, that pattern of water circulation between land, air, and ocean. And you've probably seen those very complex textbook drawings of droplets of water, bodies of water, and arrows showing the direction of water exchange. The carbon cycle is very similar. The key to remember is that, one, it's global, and two, it involves land, air, sea, and living organisms. The main form of carbon in the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide, CO2, but it's also found as carbon monoxide, CO, as carbonates, CO3, with hydrogen as methane gas, CH4, and even as forms of sugars with CHO. It's a complex global pattern of the element carbon moving from one location to another, changing from one form to another. The term cycle can be confusing since there isn't a specific start and finish, direction, or pattern. For example, let's look at land, rock. Most of Earth's carbon is in the crust, that rocky layer of our planet's surface. Some of that carbon can be eroded out by rain, streams, and rivers and end up in the ocean. But it can go in a different direction, up into the atmosphere from volcanic eruptions. Plants and animals contain carbon in their tissues. When they die and decompose, the carbon can go back into the soil, in or under rock as fossil fuels, or into the atmosphere. Ocean life returns the carbon to the ocean or the solid seafloor when death occurs. Living plants and animals on land, called terrestrial, breathe in and breathe out. In photosynthesis, plants use CO2 from the atmosphere to produce sugars in their tissues. Animals breathe out CO2, where it can go into the atmosphere or stay on land inside of plants. Burning fossil fuels sends carbon originally found underground or under oceans back into the atmosphere. Atmospheric carbon can go directly from the air and be absorbed by oceans, lakes, and rivers. It can also be absorbed in rain, which then falls on land and is absorbed by soil or into bodies of water like lakes or oceans. So, you can see, it's a very complex process. That single carbon molecule can go in any number of places or forms or directions. Here's an activity to show just how common carbon is. Carefully light a candle. Then fill a balloon with water and tie it closed. Carefully hold the balloon over the candle. It won't pop. A thin black layer of carbon from the candle will coat the balloon. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the carbon cycle. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.